You're listening to Ain't the Right Radio, the official podcast from Orzopedia.com, your community source for Final Fantasy XIV. And now, your hosts for Ain't the Right Radio, Chinchilla, Fusion X, and Steak.
Hello, you are listening to Aetherite Radio, the official podcast of Orzopedia.com. I'm FusionX, and joining me today are Chin and Steak. What's up?
Hey, yo. What's going on, everybody?
You can contact the show via email at podcast@orzopedia.com. You can check out our Twitter feed at twitter.com/aetherite_radio. And of course, as always, we have our forums. You can leave us feedback on the episodes and let us know what you think. You can also post iTunes reviews as well. So not a whole lot to talk about, this particular episode.
Yes, there's enough.
Definitely enough.
Big stuff.
Like, hey, we should probably throw out an episode because we need to talk about this a little bit. Couple small bits first. You can check out our video coverage from E3. It's up on our YouTube channel and up on the main site now. We have our video interview with Hiromichi Tanaka and Yasu Kurosawa, also Sowery Hill, who's the one of the community team people for Square Enix Europe. That was doing some of the translation work during that. You can also, if you look closely, she's actually wearing an Orzopedia t-shirt during the interview, which is pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's available to check out. This past week, we have moved servers. You may have noticed that the website was down overnight, but everything is back up running smoothly. So hopefully everything is running a little bit faster for everybody now. E3 week, we kind of figured it was probably about time that we need to move and make it just run smoother overall, because we were getting a lot of traffic over the past couple weeks, so we needed to upgrade the server. So hopefully it's all working good. If you have any problems, let us know in our forums for that. Big news, a release date.
Yay,
finally.
Yeah, it'll be coming out on September 30th for the PC. And this is gonna make a lot of people upset. For PC, September 30th, PlayStation 3 has been delayed until March 2011.
That's like a big delay too. That's like,
yeah.
That's not even like a little delay.
Yeah, I mean, we had heard at E3 like there were a couple issues or whatever on the PS3 version, but they were working on it, and it didn't sound like it was anything big. But now looking at this, maybe it's a little more than they thought, that's quite a big delay between PC and console.
Yeah, I bet you there are a lot of people out there who were anticipating, the PS3 relaunch and, even buying a PS3
And that's the thing too. A lot of people who don't necessarily have, a current gen, gaming PC, we're like, hey, when this comes out, I'm just going to...
Which are expensive.
Right. They're like, I'm just going to get it on PlayStation, and now they're going to have to wait.
Till March? Oh, that's so lame.
Yeah, that's very lame.
Disappointment in the PS3 community for sure, Fusion X.
Absolutely. I was going to get both versions, just to, see the difference between the two, get some trophies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I got to wait. That's rough.
That is rough.
Not a huge shocker. The game will be selling for $49.99. There's also a collector's edition that you can get for $74.99, and this is pretty cool. You'll get a bonus in-game item, the Onion Helm, which accelerates character recovery after falling in battle. So you think it probably will decrease the weakened timer.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
It doesn't seem like much right now, but... further down the road, get into, end game type activities, that's going to be very nice. There's a standard edition coming out that'll have, for pre-orders, a pair of Garland goggles that will increase the speed of skill progression. Both really nice items. And unfortunately, the collector's edition only comes with the Onion Helm. We've actually confirmed this with Square Enix. Collector's edition gets the helm. Standard edition gets the goggles. That's just how it is.
The goggles are a cool item, too, though.
Yeah, goggles are really neat.
It would be cool to have both, but, you know.
Really, really, it comes down to, are the goggles worth $50? I don't know.
Is the helm worth $75? You know,
no. See, I would be getting the collector's edition anyway.
Oh, yeah,
but
I guess.
While we're talking about bonus items for Japan, this hasn't been confirmed yet for North America or Europe, as far as we know. Those who have their Final Fantasy 13 campaign codes will receive an item called the Asuran Arm Guards, and these are hands or gloves that will improve the effectiveness of tools.
Mm-hmm.
So what tools?
I'm guessing, you know, stuff like the, you know,
pickaxe or something, tools, you know.
Oh, yeah. maybe it means that, like crafting tools?
Fishing rod, maybe?
I would think crafting.
Yeah.
Be my guess.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Also here with the, this is just with the collector's edition now, there's the Onion Helm that we mentioned. Early access, people that buy the collector's edition, which will be made available on September 22nd, will be able to play 8 days prior to the release of the standard edition.
8 days is a lot.
Yeah, that's more than a week, so I don't know, man.
That is epic.
They also say that the timing of access is subject to initial server capacity. It's important to know.
I gotta say, mad props to Square for releasing it. I mean, it does kind of blow for the PS3 people, but I never would have guessed it'd be out as soon as September.
No, not at all.
I was betting December.
Mm-hmm.
I would have put money on
December. I think that's
December.
What a lot of people were thinking. I mean, you know, we just heard about this last E3, and they're like, oh, 2010. We're like, yeah, okay, December, you know, like,
yeah, okay,
no question about it. It's gonna be, it's just gonna be 10, but now September, which is really cool.
Well, the best part too about September is even if there is a delay in the PC version, it's not gonna be, till 2011. It's gonna be a month or two, you know, at max.
Mm-hmm. Also, with the collector's edition, behind the scenes DVD. Says get an insider look at the making of Final Fantasy XIV with exclusive video content, interviews, and more.
That's cool.
Special documentary DVD.
Sweet.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more!
A Final Fantasy XIV branded security token.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You know, lots of people that are playing 11 right now, you know, have ordered the security token via Play Online. A lot of times, you know, they'll be out of stock because a lot of people are after them. But with the collector's edition of Final Fantasy 14, the token's right in the box. It's got a little cool kind of, you know, FF14 kind of faceplate to it. So there you go. Your account will be secure from day one.
Very cool.
And you know, really, the security token almost by itself makes you know, the extra $15 worth it, because the security token right now is selling for about $10, you know, if you get it for Final Fantasy XI. So that right there is, you know, makes it almost worth it to be able just to get it in box, you know, in hand, you know, and sync it up with your account right when you pick the game up. So that's really nice. Also included is a travel journal. It says, record your travels in this beautifully bound journal filled with pages of never-before-seen concept art.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm a sucker for, like, concept art and stuff.
I am too, yeah.
So it'll be really cool. And this one's a little more interesting. It says, Rite of Passage. It says, redeem a voucher to receive your fully personalized Rite of Passage certificate, each stamped with a unique serial number.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I'm not sure
what exactly that is.
But I want it, though.
I don't know what it is. But
I don't know what it is, but I'll take it.
And, of course, this is really cool. You know, Collector's Edition is going to have a special cover. This cover in particular is done by Yoshitaka Amano, and it looks really cool.
He's the man, for sure.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
And, of course, free gameplay for 30 days. And you even get the game disc and a game manual, so that's not bad.
Yeah,
I mean, those last three obviously come with the standard edition, the 30 days of gameplay. You know,
I love 30 days of gameplay.
Yeah, now, which is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Also, with the announcement of the release date, they've actually released pricing for the game. It's going to actually be right up there with Final Fantasy XI. It's going to be $12.99 for every 30 days. And then this is something that's caused quite a bit of commotion in our forums. It's $3 for an additional character, but it's $1 for an additional retainer. And basically, what a retainer is, it's pretty much what people are spending their $1 on in Final Fantasy XI right now. It's just an extra character that can hold gear.
Yep.
So there you go. Free item storage and in-game merchant services. So, I mean, that's like, a lot of people set up, a mule in Final Fantasy XI, that extra, content idea or whatever, and they just...
Well, in a game where you can level all the jobs on the same character, like, this is a smart move for them, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And, actually, there's actually something that wasn't released or mentioned on the press release. It's a Adventures branded tumbler.
Mm-hmm.
Love tumblers.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely some cool stuff in this.
For sure.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't release all that at E3. Because it came, like, right afterwards,
I'm surprised, too. There was a video, I believe it was on Game Informer, with Hiromichi Tanaka, talking about the collector's edition. He actually had the box. And it looked like he may have been at the interview room that they had set up at E3, which is... interesting that they didn't announce that before.
Right. No, that would have been huge news.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they chose to wait a week before doing that, but who knows?
Another thing with the release was they actually put in the system requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of take a look at those and kind of gauge you're gonna need. Yeah,
I mean they're kind of high. I mean, I think a lot of people were expecting them to be, operating system Windows XP with Service Pack 3 or anything above, Vista, Windows 7. They want you to have a Core 2 Duo, two cores in your processor, 15 gigabytes of space. They want you to have a GeForce 9600 series or higher, or ATI Radeon HD 2900 or higher. Internet.
Duh.
X9, all that kind of stuff. There you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, there it is for you.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No?
I don't think so. At first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to run it with my machine, but I'll totally be able to run it with my machine.
Well, there's also, have you run the benchmark yet?
I have.
And how was that?
I think I scored like 2,000 and some.
Oh, then
games.
You're fine.
So
you're good to go then.
But there were other people that just could not run that benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, I need to get a new PC. I need to build myself a new PC before 14 comes out. And I'm like, no, just wait and and see what they say first.
Well, that's another thing too for people, coming from 11. That's a huge difference in stuff you need in your computer to be
and
able
that's,
to.
And that's why I think a lot of people were gonna just grab the PS3.
Right. Yeah.
And whoops.
So that stinks real bad. Because I know people that were like buying a PS3 just for the purpose of playing
and
this game.
The only way that they were gonna be able to play 14 was on a PS3, and now that's delayed
until March.
March is so long. I can't believe it.
It is really long. So I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that are really bummed.
I'm curious as to what kind of bump they hit in development.
That's a good question.
This whole time, we've heard that they're working on PS3 and. I think at E3 they had mentioned something like, we may have hit a some bumps or something like that, but it didn't sound like it was anything that was gonna set it back.
Mm-hmm.
And now to hear March, you're just like, whoa.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I have no I can't even begin to imagine what the issue would be. I think the whole point of the engine that they're using, their Crystal Tools engine, is it's supposed to port over smoothly between PC and consoles. So hopefully that's not the case. Otherwise, their engine is
you're doing it wrong.
It's work right, or if it's just stuff with.
It could be legal issues too with Sony. You know. Who knows? It could be so many different things.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Totally could.
I think Sony knows 11 was great for them, so they would, jump right on 14.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to do anything to hold 14.
I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be just technology that's holding it back.
Maybe they're going to integrate 3D and PlayStation Move support. That's why.
That's true.
They said it's a possibility for 14, but it's not something that they said they're absolutely looking into. So
that
I don't
could
know.
Be something.
If it does come out, I would think that 3D would be a post-launch thing.
I think people would rather have it now than wait and have it with 3D.
Exactly.
When they can just update it,
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
I don't. I don't think that's it. But. No.
It just seems like March is so long. Like
it is
September to March.
They gotta know they're losing some people at first.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, it can't be something simple like that they just
right.
Want.
Yeah.
It's for them to delay it until March. It's got to be something big. Like there's. I don't know if this is a firm date or not, or if they're saying, worst case scenario, March, or if it'll come out sooner. They've just said March 2010. No specific date in there. So
March 2011.
The fact that they've given a firm date for PC release and just a vague March for PS3 leads me to believe that they're still working on it, and it may it could very well change.
I can't wait.
So who knows.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have just a little bit of news to go along this week here. Japan Expo was going on this past weekend. I believe that's in Paris. Tanaka was in attendance, and they did a little 14 demo up on stage there.
Nice.
In attendance was given beta access.
Ooh.
So that's kind of nice.
I would love beta access.
Speaking of beta access, the beta client is now available for download. Obviously, if you're not in the beta, you can't download the beta.
Right.
Those that are doing testing, you can grab the client now. And also...
Exciting times!
Yeah. There's also a new Final Fantasy 14 Twitter account that you can get at twitter.com/FF_XIV_EN. Obviously, that's for the English one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be safe to assume if you replace that EN with a, JP or something, you'd probably get a Japanese one.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we heard about the beta client being available. So pretty cool stuff. The Final Fantasy 14 website has been updated. Looks really good.
Yeah, it's like a website I've never seen before.
It's the design of it is just it's great. So make sure to check that out. Really, not a whole lot of new info. They have information about the retail packages that are coming out and stuff like that. But it looks a lot different. But definitely worth checking out. Some new artwork is on there too. It's also the background of the Twitter page looks really cool. So check all of that out. That's really it for just news. Not a whole lot of it, but significant news.
Right.
So have to make sure to get this out.
Sure.
So we're going to actually take a few emails here.
Email comes from Corey. He says, "Hey guys, I love your show. I've listened to it since Limit Break Radio episode 7 or so. Just got an Android phone, and your podcast isn't on the list for the podcast app by Magma Mobile. Could you guys submit your feed to them so that I can listen in away from my PC? Thanks. Keep up the good work. Signed, Corey."
We can definitely look into that. I think this is the first we've heard of it. But there's a bunch of different, types of podcast listings and stuff out there. So if there's one that you're using or you use over, iTunes or Zune, or just over, coming to our website to download episodes, shoot us an email and we'll try and get everything set up so it'll be easier for you to get the episodes.
Good question.
Yeah. Excellent.
Next email comes from Darren. Says, "Gotta start off by saying what a great job you guys are doing. Loving the site and the podcast. I was hoping to get your views on a few things. First is de-leveling. Do you think that it'll be brought into 14? And if so, do you think it is a good thing? Second, I want to play 14 on the PS3, but a few of my friends think it's a terrible idea. Any words of wisdom on this? Last podcast, you had a question about gear and space in your inventory, and I was thinking it would be lush if you could have chocobos to carry stuff for you. It would be another cool way to use them. And last, not sure if you would even need to do this or if you'd want to, but some websites, you know, if there's a need, have a small donation section. As I use the site often, I would not feel hard done if there was a small donation section. Thanks again for all your efforts. Cannot wait for the next podcast. All right, so first things first, de-leveling. Definitely an interesting idea. If it was going to be implemented in 14, I'm not sure how they would do that, because there's, you know, we have our physical level, and we also have our skill level. So, you know, which would it, you know, take away from would be my biggest question.
Oh, de-leveling
well,
in 11 is
well,
such
I don't,
a bummer.
I don't think so, because they're going to do the, didn't they say a long time ago they're going to do, like, armored degradation?
There is armor weapon degradation.
Degradation. Okay, thank you.
There you go. I know. The first couple times, you're like, what is this word? So, you know, I don't know. I think they said there's going to be de-leveling or something. There may or may not be. You know, I'm not sure how it would work.
I think if they did armor degradation, I think it would be kind of superfluous to do de-leveling also, because you're kind of taking a hit by getting the degradation and having to pay to get it fixed or whatever, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Maybe so just de-leveling too would be even a bigger bummer.
Mm-hmm. I'd assume if it was, it would be your physical level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that dropped you, you know, a physical level below your job level, I'd assume that would go down too.
They're two separate things too, though, so I don't know.
Yeah,
that's why I'm kind of like up in the air. Like, I'm not sure how that would work if they did it. They might be doing it, but you know, I think we're just gonna have to wait and see.
To tie in the armor and weapon degradation. Thank you. I've never played a game with that.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
Now, does your stuff only decrease in whatever it is?
Basically,
when you die, or is it always like
a
constant?
Know. I've seen it.
I think
in,
it's just when you die. And usually,
that's not bad.
I can't remember if it just, you know, gradually over use, or if it was upon death. I'm not sure how it worked. You know, it could be, you know, completely different for how it works in 14 as well.
Yeah.
So
I've played a couple of games where there are armor degradation, and it works different. It works differently depending on which game you're playing. But, like, you know, with Sun Online, you every time you died, you would lose some degree of, you know, durability on your armor and or weapons. And then there was, like, PvP stuff where, you know, if you died via PvP, then you could lose your piece of armor, like, for good. You know, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's always, like, you die, you know, your armor goes down to, like, 50% or something or whatever. It takes some damage. Mm-hmm. And you pay money to have it repaired. Or actually, in Final Fantasy XIV's case, since we're going to have, like, you know, the armor smith or whoever, you know, someone that you know that can actually, like, perhaps fix stuff for you, maybe they can work something into that. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that'll probably be, you know, the way it happens.
I'd almost prefer it that way.
I think,
because it's almost more realistic that, okay, you took a beating, so your armor's all messed up.
Like, hey, Chin, can you fix my sword,
please? You
took
a beating, and you magically died, and then you magically resurrected.
Right. Yeah. You know, for me, it would make sense, you know, depending on how they could, you know, they could have it where, you know, if you get KO'd, your armor and weapons, it'll take a hit, or it could be, you know, something that just gradually goes down as you, you know, use that weapon or take hits or something. You know, it would be, I think, be better overall if it was just when you get KO'd, but I could also see it doing, you know, see them doing a gradual thing, because that way you'll get more use out of the crafting classes.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it sucks. I hate to you know, kind of use it as my scapegoat, but I, you know, my scapegoat, but we're just gonna have to, you know, see what happens, really.
Yeah. Only time will tell, for sure.
And I think weapon degradation and armor degradation will be in the beta, I believe. So maybe at some point we'll hear a little bit
get
more.
Get some info on that. Yeah. Exciting.
Your second question. People saying it's a terrible idea to play 14 on the PS3. Aside from the fact that it's coming out quite a few months later now, I don't think there's any issue with playing.
Well, Square has said they're going to allow I don't want to call them third-party tools, but...
add-ons.
Add-ons, there we go.
User UI add-ons, I believe, is what they call
UI
them.
Add-ons. The only... that I could see right now being the only plus to playing on PC.
I guess...
And the release date, obviously, but...
I guess it's going to come down to, like, how it runs on the PlayStation 3, you know, like, you know,
the PlayStation 3 is a beast.
Well, there's a couple, there's a couple of things to consider with this. You know, you mentioned add-ons, which I think is a good point. You know, they did mention add-ons. I believe it's the interview that Zam did, talking about mods for the user interface. And they also had mentioned how, you know, in that sense, the PS3 is going to be limited by the customization of the UI that you can do, but it'll have, they said, you know, similar settings to what Final Fantasy XI has on the PS2. So it's, I think it's kind of anyone's guess, you know, how that's going to work.
Well, Fuse, wouldn't it technically be possible for, say, wouldn't it, back up for a second, wouldn't it totally be possible if people had the time and resources to make the same add-ons for PS3? Or not, because you'd have to go through, like, the PlayStation Store and stuff, right, to get those.
That's the big thing. If they did add-ons on the PS3, you need people to first, you know, develop it for use on the PlayStation 3, which would mean, you know, and I don't know how easy it would be. You'd probably need, like, a PS3 development kit or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
There could be a lot that goes into that. It's definitely very possible to, you know, get the mods on the PS3, you know, look at games like, I think, Unreal Tournament 4, the newest one, you could actually download mods and stuff for that on the PlayStation. You know, it's possible, but it depends how Square Enix does it. If they just kind of say, okay,
it's a free-for-all, like, user-made.
Yeah, if it's just kind of like, you know, like World of Warcraft, it's kind of at the point where people just make stuff, and you know, you drop it in your folder, and you're good to go, and everyone's just spitting out this add-on stuff left and right. I kind of hope that's not how it works with 14. I hope that there's a little bit more of control from Square Enix on what gets allowed.
I don't think that's even possible, though, because if you make it... I mean, look at the age we're living in. Like, artists don't even... music artists make no money because you can just find stuff online. If my point being, if you have a folder you can just dump add-on files into, then there's people are going to find a way around it. So, I mean, it'd almost be smarter for them to say, all right, just have at it.
My biggest worry is, you know, we've all seen the screenshots of, you know, someone playing World of Warcraft where they have a screen just cluttered with add-ons.
Not even a game.
I don't want 14 to turn into that.
Well, it doesn't have to for each individual.
This is the other thing, too. I mean, people, you know, use these add-ons because it makes the game easier or it seems essential to their playstyle. And I'm kind of hoping that...
See, I was under the impression that, like, the WoW add-ons were, like, just so you could... you know, compare your damage and stuff to other people. I didn't think they were actually like I.
There's yeah. There's.
I've never played WoW for an extended amount of time. So
yeah, whatever, you know, makes my game screen look more like a game and less like just a bunch of boxes and timers. You know, avoid that if possible. Last here talking about donations. We're not taking donations right now for the website. We are working on something else that will allow you to kind of help contribute, but nothing real solid yet. We are working on it, so hopefully we can get something up about that sooner rather than later. Keep an eye out on the forums and the blog for info on that whenever we get around to finalizing everything. But cool stuff.
Definitely like the word contribute better than donate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, partner, not donator, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Together.
Well, I don't know how to say, like, good job on that comment, Fuse, or like you're a total goon.
You know, I would just say both.
Okay, I'll go with both works for me.
It sounded kind of cheesy, but at the same time, you know, you're like,
oh, right, brother. Yeah.
You want to take the last email there, Chin?
Sure. This is from Rajan. There have been a few topics made recently about pushing to get a triple, triad, tetramaster card game into 14. I would love for this to be implemented, and I had hours of fun with it in Final Fantasy 8 and 9, but wanted to hear what you guys thought.
Word, yeah. I would love to see triple, triad put in a Final Fantasy 14.
As long as it's not, like, separate, like an 11 in Tetramaster.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we should take a poll on all the people that actually play Tetramaster.
I did for a little bit. I was kind of.
Fuse was all about it for like a month or something.
I was off and on several times with Tetramaster. It's fun to play, but the only drawback is there's no windowed version for it, and you can't be in that and in Final Fantasy XI on the same play online ID.
Yeah, I would love anything like that where, you know, it's totally nothing to do with really, you know, leveling and doing missions, but mm-hmm. you know, you could run into your friend and you're both just looking for a group, you know, to do a mission or something, and you're like, hey, you wanna throw down some Tetramaster?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome to me.
That'd be really cool. I would love for them to bring back the card game. I mean, because we really haven't seen anything like that. I mean, you know, it was an 8, or it was actually called Triple Triad in 8. Then there was Tetramaster in 9. Final Fantasy 10 had like Blitzball. and not to rag on Blitzball, but I preferred the card games instead of Underwater Saga. Thank you very much.
Mm.
I would love to see them bring this back. That in a way that's
or even
actually
something new, something similar but new. You know.
I would love to see just a you know a card game similar to you know Triple Triad or Tetramaster that you can just you know. Either play with somebody or, you know, play up against a computer or something. I mean, you know, you could easily set something up where, you know, you walk into the, you know, like the drowning wench or something like that, sit down with like NPCs or something or, you know, other players and just, you know, play a card game. But yeah, I would love to see that added. I don't know if that's something that Square Enix is looking at or not. You know, we haven't heard anything about it yet. I know there's a lot of people that have been talking about it on our forums. So, you know, hopefully one of these days that's something that Square Enix will say, hey, you know, we should put this into the game.
Well, the good news is that Square Enix has a very good track record with including some little game like that with their games.
Mm.
So I guess that's good news for the people that like Tetramaster and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
True.
But that'll do it. For this episode, once again, you can email us at podcast@orzapedia.com. You can check out our Twitter at twitter.com/aetherite_radio. Check out our forums where you can leave us feedback and comment on the episodes. Leave us iTunes reviews. Let people know what you think of the show. So that'll wrap it up. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Aetherite Radio. Thank you, Chin and Steak, for joining me. This is Aetherite Radio, the official podcast of Orzapedia.